Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting second. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Hamlin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Doug Camilli. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Mike McCormick. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Aguirre. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hank Aguirre. And now, play ball. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Stanley. McMullen reaches second base with a double. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Locke. Lump reaches second base with a double. Locke throws the ball into McMullen, who tags Lump trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke takes first base on ball four. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Locke moves to third. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Camilli reaches second base with a double. Locke scores. Hamlin moves to third. It's 1-0, Senators. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguirre has Hamlin trapped. There's the throw to Freehan and over to Wirt, who tags Hamlin for the out. Camilli moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick bunts towards third. Wirt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Camilli scores. Cunningham moves to second. It's 2-0, Senators. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Senators. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Tigers 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McMullen hits a line drive towards third. Wirt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive towards short. Brinkman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Tigers 1. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Locke strikes out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kaline strikes out. There goes Lump. The throw from Camilli and Lump is out. There goes Cash. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Tigers 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCormick strikes out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. It's Senators, 2, Tigers, 2. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0 for 1 in the game. Aguirre strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanley moves to third. Diego Segui now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stanley scores. Wirt moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. K-Line scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe bunts towards the mound. Seghe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seghe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Locke strikes out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hamlin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Camilli strikes out. Two outs. John Orsino pinch hits for Joe Cunningham. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hamlin moves to second. Dignan pinch runs for John Orsino. Bob Savarin pinch hits for Diego Seghe. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hamlin scores. Nan moves to second. It's 4-3, Tigers. Julio Navarro now pitching. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentine is hit by the pitch. Nan moves to third. Savarin moves to second. Bob Chance pinch hits for Ed Brinkman. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-4, Senators. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McMullen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Senators. Fred Gladding now pitching. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Kirkland now playing left field. Dignan now playing first base. Bob Savarin now playing shortstop. Ron Klein now pitching. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Tigers 4. The Senators will come to bat. John Hiller now pitching. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Locke hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Freehan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hamlin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Camilli hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Camilli for a passed ball. Horton moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-3 in the game. Freehan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Tigers 4. The Senators will come to bat. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Savarin hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Freehan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Savarin moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Savarin moves to third. Valentine moves to second. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. McMullen hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Savarin tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-4, Senators. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valentine scores. Kirkland moves to third. It's 10-4, Senators. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Locke hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 10, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Savarin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown pinch hits for John Hiller. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nan scoops it up and throws to first, with Klein covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.